man turned to me from his hospital bed and said, you know it and I know it, soon I'm gonna be dead. I did that face that means, oh come on, you know that's not for certain, but I could tell from his voice his insides were hurting. He said, I've had a good life and I have a few regrets, but there's one thing I would like to do to complete the set. A trophy from my cabinet is the one thing I'm still hunting. I'd like to be the champion of something. I've been reading the obituaries and spending afternoons at the graveyard visiting old friends who've already met their doom. And they've all found some achievement, some title that they've gotten to make sure that they'll never be forgotten. I thought he'd left it a bit late, but agreed I would assist. I did some research and presented him a list. He consulted if the date is trying to find that spark that would ensure he would always leave a mark. Take me where the marquee knows my name, and I won't be forgotten. Take me where the marquee knows my name, I wanna be the champion of something. Helped him up from his bed and into his chair, and I wheeled him down the corridor to the cafeteria. I went up to the counter to give the old man something to boast of and said, what is the one food that you have got the most of? They served me up their hot dogs on plate after plate. I loaded up a trolley till it groaned under the weight. I took it back to his table, said, here's something you can do. The world record is 100, I've got 102. As he started on the sausages, a crowd began to form. When the plates began to empty, I could feel them wheel him on. With 10 hot dogs left, he started to slow down, and the look of confidence on his face was replaced with a frown. As he slid from his chair, the crowd let out a groan, but I thought of the perfect words to put on his tombstone. He was born July the 4th, he died October 1st. He wasn't the best at anything, but he sure could eat